Ever notice how some days you're frantically busy yet accomplish nothing that truly matters? You answer 50 emails, attend 3 meetings, and still feel behind. Meanwhile, your friend seems to glide through life, crushing meaningful goals while maintaining genuine relationships and actually sleeping well. What's the difference? It's not talent or luck. It's living by design instead of default. Most of us operate in perpetual reaction mode, responding to whatever screams loudest rather than what matters most. Research reveals that 68% of people struggle with prioritization and 80% lack any consistent planning process. The gap between those who thrive and those who merely survive often comes down to 3 deceptively simple habits that transform how we approach our finite time on Earth. Rob Schallenberger was flying an F-16 on a night training mission when something terrifying happened. He realized he'd lost track of his altitude. In aviation, this is called task saturation, having so many competing demands that you lose focus on what's critical. That moment nearly cost him his life. Sound familiar? Emails flooding in, notifications pinging, meetings stacking up, family needs competing for attention. We wear busyness as a badge of honor, mistaking frantic activity for meaningful productivity. This reactive approach creates a vicious cycle where communication deteriorates, decision-making suffers, and focus vanishes. One executive captured it perfectly. "I feel like I'm drinking from a fire hose all day long." Breaking free requires both mindset and skill set shifts. The mindset begins with humility, a willingness to learn and grow. But this faces 3 enemies: complacency, cruise control, cynicism, blocking new ideas, and procrastination, preventing action. Think of yourself like a rubber band. Left unused, you become brittle and useless. Stretched regularly, you remain flexible and strong. When you combine the right mindset with specific skills, personal vision, roles and goals, and pre-week planning, you create a framework that transforms everything. Success means creating meaning across all life dimensions, not just professional achievement. Rate yourself 1 to 10 across 8 areas: physical health, emotional well-being, mental growth, financial stability, coworker relationships, team contribution, family connections, and spiritual fulfillment. Connect those dots to visualize your life balance. Many high achievers discover a lopsided picture, scoring an 8 professionally, but a 3 in health or family. An 85-year Harvard study revealed that relationships predict health and happiness more powerfully than wealth or career success. Other longevity factors include robust social connections, clear purpose, Mediterranean-style diet, quality sleep, and regular exercise. Identifying these factors is easy. Consistently prioritizing them is the real challenge. Balance begins with you, not your organization. Individuals with greater life balance become approximately 40% more productive, equivalent to gaining 2 additional workdays weekly. You can't claim professional success while your relationships deteriorate or health fails. Your personal vision serves as an internal compass, guiding decisions, actions, and priorities. The Wright brothers transformed from bicycle shop owners to aviation pioneers by maintaining their vision despite years of setbacks, achieving flight on December 17, 1903. Personal visions transform lives powerfully. Jeff, a leader of 2,000 people, quit smoking after developing a clear vision during a conference. Rob's journey to becoming an F-16 fighter pilot began at age 16 when jets flying overhead inspired him. 15 years later, he and his brother flew over the same stadium where their dream began. Developing your vision requires 3 steps. First, fire up your imagination. What do you want to accomplish in 5-10 years? What traits do you admire in mentors? How will others describe you 50 years from now? Second, identify your most important roles: personal, professional, family, and social. Most people function best with 5 to 7 key roles. Third, Write your vision for each role using empowering words like, I choose, I strive, or I will, rather than weaker phrases like, someday, or I hope. While your vision provides strategic focus, goals are the operational targets, specific, measurable milestones toward realizing it. Research shows people are 90% more likely to accomplish something with a written goal, yet only 10% actually write them down. Gary exemplified this. After developing a vision and setting specific goals, like reading one personal growth book monthly, he reignited his passion and restored clarity. John, a financially successful accountant feeling stuck, transformed his life by setting 5 specific goals, 1 per role, including running a 5K under 30 minutes. He accomplished all 5 that year. Similarly, Rob's 11-year-old daughter Bella set a goal to write a children's book. Together, they created AZ, The Best in You and Me, which launched December 20th and sparked meaningful parent-child conversations worldwide. Developing effective goals involves 5 steps. Review your vision, identify your roles, set 1 to 4 SMART goals per role, share them with accountability partners, and reference them during weekly planning. Instead of exercise 30 minutes daily, try average 4 30-minute workouts weekly, or run a 10K by September 1st. The word average maintains standards while providing flexibility. Aim for 70 to 80% accomplishment rather than perfection. Pre-week planning transforms productivity and well-being. Research shows practitioners accomplish 20 more priorities weekly, translating to 800 to 1,000 annually with less stress. These represent exercise sessions, doctor's appointments, date nights, and client calls that become your life's legacy. One PepsiCo executive used this practice to reconnect with his estranged son after 7 years, discovering grandchildren he never knew existed. A 5-week study showed participants more than doubled completed action items from 13 to 33 while significantly improving well-being. The 4-step process: review your vision, goals, and calendar. Write your roles. Set action items for each role. Schedule time for each item. This structured approach expands your circle of peace while helping accomplish those additional 800 to 1,000 priorities annually. Track progress using the productivity quotient, completed items divided by planned ones. Aim for 70 to 80% completion rather than 100%, building grace into your calendar for life's unpredictability. Many start Friday afternoon and add ideas throughout the weekend, creating peace and focus for the week ahead. These habits provide structure and hope during life's most challenging moments. When Steve's wife, Roxanne, was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's at age 55, he used vision, goals, and pre-week planning to maintain balance throughout her decade-long decline. These habits help us focus on vision rather than problems, empowering us to move forward with hope and direction. The impact is quantifiable. 20 additional priorities completed weekly translates to 1,000 yearly and over 40,000 across 40 years, all with reduced stress. As Zig Ziglar noted, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Your life is happening right now, not someday when things calm down. The question isn't whether you have time for what matters most, it's whether you're willing to design your life around it. 3 simple habits stand between the life you're living and the life you could be living. Develop your personal vision, set meaningful goals, and commit to pre-week planning. The dash between your birth and death dates represents your entire existence. Make it count.